Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, everyone. Thank you so kindly for joining me. My name is Dr. Scott, founder of Headache Relief at Last in 1993 in April. I want to tell you just a little bit briefly about my story, the whole purpose in doing this special episode of What Your Doctor Won't Tell You. First of all, let me say this. I'm not here to sell you a thing. I'm not here to give you any false hope. Look, I've been through it myself. At 8 years old, I was diagnosed with chronic migraines. They came on, as many of you can relate to, for, quote-unquote, no apparent reason. And as they continued to worsen each and every month, each and every year, they developed into seizures. So now I'm an 8, 9, almost 10-year-old boy with chronic migraines and seizures. I remember from that time period traveling from doctor to specialist to hospital, and my mother explaining the story over and over and over again, and each visit seemed to end the same, and that was with my mother in tears. Two reasons. Number one, she was in tears because they promised us hope. We're going to be able to help your son. And then tears once again when the treatment failed. They promised help. They gave us, they sold us treatment, yet it was all an empty promise. This went on for 3.5 years until finally we consulted a doctor near Detroit, Michigan. And when we presented, the doctor said the same thing that many did, and that was, what are we here to help you with today? What are we here to fix? And my mother said, well, he's got terrible migraines that lead into seizures. He said, I understand that, but what are we here to fix? And she once again said, we're here to fix his migraines and seizures. And he said, you're not understanding me. What is causing the migraines that we need to fix? And there was silence. My mother didn't have an answer. That was the reason that I formed Headache Relief at Last nearly 21 years ago, when someone finally said, look, you are having your migraines for a reason. You are having your chronic headaches for a reason. And let me tell you this. This is something that many of you have heard me speak in the past. You've heard me say it. You'll hear me say it again. And that is this. Take close notes. If you don't know the real true cause of your migraines or headaches, chances are you're never going to experience any long-lasting relief, no matter what kind of treatment you try. Real quick, let me say that again. If you don't know the real true cause of your migraines or headaches, it doesn't really matter what kind of treatment you try, because chances are you're never going to experience any long-lasting relief. How can you fix the problem if you don't know what it is in the first place? Now, wait a minute. Before you start, let's discuss some of the most common causes of migraines. Is this according to Dr. Scott? No, absolutely not. Let me make one thing really clear from the get-go. Opinions mean little to nothing to me. And by the way, indeed, that includes my own opinion. So I'm not here to give you opinions, to give somebody some false hope, to promise something that we absolutely not. I've been there myself, and I wouldn't dare put someone else through that. I want to provide information to you based on the medical research. So first of all, understand, I'm not asking you to agree with me or disagree with me. Not at all. I want to present information that's valuable, yet very simple. And, you know, I believe that sometimes the information is so simple that it's actually easy to overlook. We're looking for some complicated explanation, when in reality, the research has been published for decades. As a matter of fact, not only has it been published for decades, but to me, it's crystal clear. So the first thing I'd like to do today is discuss what are some of the common causes, quote unquote, causes of migraines and chronic headaches. None of these are going to be new to you. First of all, let's start on the severity scale at the top. Brain tumors. Indeed, tumors can be a cause of chronic headaches or migraines. But I'm going to be honest, in the almost 21 years I've been in practice, although it has happened, it's a rarity. It's not near the top of the list as far as common causes. Next, couldn't it be hereditary? I was told, after all, that my migraines were probably hereditary because, after all, my mother had them. Let me tell you what's interesting. Just because someone has a hereditary predisposition to migraines or other forms of chronic pain syndromes, there are many people that have that hereditary predisposition and never develop the headaches or the pain syndromes. So understand this. Just because someone has a hereditary predisposition doesn't mean that that's the cause of your migraines or chronic symptoms. Okay, are you with me so far? Stick with me, just listen. What about a malformation of the blood vessels in the head? That's also a cause. Once again, as far as commonality, it is at the bottom of the list. Not a common thing to see in private practice here. What about wiring? What if my brain or what if my nerves just aren't quite wired correctly? Is that a possibility? Sure. Once again, as far as commonality, we're talking the bottom of the barrel. All of these can be potential causes or contributing factors to migraines and chronic headache and pain syndromes. But understand this, according to the medical and scientific research, they are at the bottom of the list. So that being said, if all of those are potential causes, yet they're at the bottom of the list, what's at the top of the list? Let me say this. I want to make this clear and tell you one more thing about me that's really important. What kind of a doctor am I? Am I a medical doctor? Am I a neurologist? Am I an internist? Am I a surgeon? Or wait a minute, am I some sort of alternative provider? Am I a chiropractor? An acupuncturist? A massage therapist? Let me answer this directly. I'm a headache and migraine specialist. I have a degree in chiropractic. However, I don't practice general chiropractic care. I run Headache Relief at Last in the greater Kansas City area. We have a team of some of the best neurologists, orthopedists, internal medicine doctors, pain management doctors, headache specialists, chiropractors, physical therapists. You name the specialist, we have it in our expansive network. But let me tell you something that's really important for you to know. By asking a faulty question, you're going to get a faulty answer every time. A faulty question is, what kind of a doctor do I need to see for my migraines? What kind of a specialist do I need to see for my headaches? Let me ask you this. How many of you listening have gone to your family doctor for your migraines or headaches? I would venture to say the majority. How many of you have seen a specialist such as a neurologist? Probably a great percentage. An internist? How many of you have been to a headache or migraine specialty clinic? To a pain management clinic? To a chiropractor? To the massage therapist? To the acupuncturist? Let me ask you this. Pick a specialist, it really doesn't matter. When you went to that specialist Did they provide treatment to you? Did they recommend treatment for your migraines or headaches? You better believe they did. So here's what I want you to understand. There isn't one kind of magical treatment alone that will address the cause of your migraines and headaches once and for all. Let me say it again. There isn't a medicine. There isn't a chiropractic treatment. There isn't a therapy. There's not an injection. And there's not a surgery you can do that addresses the cause of your migraines and headaches once and for all. So if there's not one magical answer, what is the answer? Well, let me tell you this. I'm not going to give you some magical solution because there isn't one. I'm not going to give you the treatment that nobody's ever heard of that magically, mysteriously will work and get rid of the migraines. And it doesn't exist. Here's what I want you to see. Understand this. If you go to the medical doctor, you're going to get a prescription. And that's okay because that's what the medical doctor is trained to do. But do you think the medicine or the lack of drugs in your body, is that really the cause of your migraine? Is that really the cause of your headaches? If you go to a pain management specialist and many headache specialists, they can give you injections, whether that's into your spinal cord, the muscles, the spinal canal, the discs. Do you think you have a shortage of anti-inflammatories and that's the reason you have your problem? You can go to the chiropractor. They can sell you spinal adjustments. You can go to the physical therapist. They can sell you physical therapy. Everyone will give you treatment. The problem is not trying to find someone that will give you treatment. The problem is not looking for someone who's willing to try something out on you and hope it works. You know that. I don't need to tell you this. I've been there, and you've probably been there. So this isn't about finding the magical solution. We call this in our office specialty goggles. If you go to a certain specialist, whatever it may be, they will only see your condition through their goggles. The medical doctor will see your migraine or headache through the medical goggles. In other words, you have a migraine or a headache. A symptom. What medication should I give you that will mask that symptom? That's how medicine works. If you go to the chiropractor, they will say, you've got a migraine or a headache. What kind of a spinal adjustment or manipulation should I do to try to help that symptom? Physical therapy. Which muscles should I strengthen or which therapy should I apply to you to try to help with your symptoms? Which injection should I give you to help with your symptoms? And sadly, becoming so much more common than before, if nothing else works, which nerves should I cut? Which part of your body should I permanently maim? Which part of your brain should we cut out? Come on, people. You don't have too many parts. The cause of your problem is not that you need more chemicals in your body. You don't need more drugs. You don't need a different drug, and you don't need a better drug. The problem isn't you have too many parts, and you need to cut them out. The problem is nobody has ever identified the cause of your migraines and headaches, so it doesn't matter what you try. Are you following me so far? I hope so. Listen, I'm telling you this out of passion. I've been there. I've lived it. And I'm finally migraine-free for almost 37 years. It's possible. My, quote-unquote, hereditary migraines and seizures have not been here for 37 years. It's not magic. So I want to kind of help guide you in the right direction. I am passionate about this topic. I've lived it. I see it every single day of the week that I'm in private practice. There are two things that are absolutely critical that I really want you to take note of and understand here today. Two things that are absolutely critical. And these two things will be used as a measuring stick. So it doesn't matter what kind of doctor, therapist, specialist, whatever. It doesn't matter where you go. And also, it doesn't matter if you have a migraine headache, a tension headache, a cluster headache, a rebound headache, a daily persistent headache. You can name your headache. That's fine. But there are two things that you need to use as a measuring stick, no matter what kind of a doctor you have, no matter what kind of a headache or pain you're having. Number one, do you really know what's causing the problem? Are you 100% certain that you know what the real, true cause of your migraines is? The real, true cause of your headaches? The real, true cause of your pain? Do you know with certainty? But listen to this question. Does your doctor really know? Does your doctor really know what we're trying to fix? Or are they simply treating your symptoms? Are they managing your migraines to get you by? So measuring stick number one, if you don't know the true cause of your problem, it doesn't matter what you try. Nothing is probably going to provide you any long-lasting relief. Do you know the cause of the problem? Number two, if you're one of the lucky ones who gets an accurate diagnosis, let's use that word, diagnosis. By the way, what is a diagnosis? Is a diagnosis migraine headaches? Not in our practice. Is a diagnosis cluster headaches? Not in my practice. A diagnosis is not a regurgitation of your symptoms. So if we go to the doctor and have headaches that are ongoing, we'll probably be run through a series of tests, be it MRIs, CAT scans, blood work, EEGs, whatever it may be. You know, the vast majority of the time, these tests turn out, you just said it, didn't you? The vast majority of the time, the results of these tests show nothing. Now, there's a reason. There is a reason the symptoms are there. Yet, many of the test results show absolutely nothing. So if we run the tests and tell the doctor we're having headaches, and these headaches, they keep coming back day after day, boy, they are sure persistent. And your doctor runs a battery of expensive tests and says, I've got great news. We have found your diagnosis. You've got daily persistent headaches. You've got chronic persistent headaches. I would say, you know, I believe that's what I told you when I came in, doc. So you ran this battery of tests to tell me that I've got daily headaches? That is not a diagnosis. That's a regurgitation of your symptoms. Doctor, I've got headaches. After review and after looking at your test results, I've determined that you've got headaches. Well, thank you for that diagnosis, doc. A diagnosis is this. What is causing your migraines? What is going on inside of your body right now that makes your body react the way it does to a weather change, to a certain smell, lights, sounds, things you eat? What is going on in your body that causes that when my body doesn't react that way anymore? We're going to discuss that in a little detail in just a few minutes when we talk about what does the research say? That's what really matters. So if you are one of the lucky ones that actually gets an accurate diagnosis, you are sure what the real cause of your headaches, your migraines really is. The second rule is the treatment that you're getting, is it really fixing the cause of the problem? So now that we know the diagnosis, now that we know what's going on inside of your body that's causing these headaches, is the treatment your doctor is giving you, is that really fixing the cause? Or is this just a temporary cover-up at best? Is it just treating your symptoms? Are we just managing your migraines temporarily? Or is this really the treatment that's going to fix the cause of my migraines and headaches? So number one, do you really know with certainty what the real true cause of your migraines and headaches is? And number two, if you have an accurate diagnosis and you know with certainty what's going on, is the treatment you're getting really fixing the problem, or is it a temporary masking of your symptoms? I'm going to get into the meat and potatoes, so to speak, right now. There are two tools that you must have in your toolbox. These two tools in your toolbox, these two weapons, let's think of them that way. We're fighting a fight here. I understand that you don't want to have migraines and headaches. You don't want your children suffering. I'm the father of six beautiful, gorgeous children, drug-free, symptom-free. I want the same for your children. I wouldn't recommend anything for you or your children that I wouldn't for my own. But there are two weapons that you must have. And these weapons in your arsenal will be your way to fight. And what are we fighting for here? Let's look at the goal. Our goal is not just for you to have no headaches. It's not just for you to manage your migraines, to keep them under control. Here is our goal. Are you ready for this? The ultimate goal is to live headache-free, healthy, and happy. It's simple. It's one of those simple concepts. I understand that people don't want their children to have migraines and headaches. I didn't want them. My mother and father didn't want me to have them. We understand that. We're parents. But it goes beyond that. Your child is not a headache. Your child is not a migraine. They are someone that we want to live healthy and happy for a long time to come. So our goal, live healthy and happy and headache-free for a lifetime. With these two weapons in our arsenal, we will be able to fight not only to help us find the true cause and a long-lasting solution for our migraines and headaches, but to live healthy and happy. Here are the two weapons in your arsenal that you must have. Number one, the weapon of knowledge. By the way, that's not my knowledge. Sure, I've got some knowledge from 21 years in private practice, thousands of headache and migraine cases. I don't want to present that to you today. I'm not asking you to take my word for it. I want to present to you the knowledge of what does the medical and scientific research show that you haven't been told or that hasn't been emphasized enough. And secondly, this is really important. Please don't overlook this. I want you to use your weapon of common sense. You know, sadly, in our medical and healthcare system, common sense and logic are difficult to find, at best. Once again, we know you're not having migraines and headaches because you need more drugs, but if you're not given any other options, what are you to do? You know, all of us put our trust and confidence in our doctors. We trust our doctors, and especially those doctors who are highly trained in this field. We trust them with our lives. We trust them with our children's lives. How would they mislead? Why would they mislead us? How can that be? Well, it's not that they're intentionally misleading you. Each doctor sees your condition only through their specialty goggles, only through the goggles of what can I do in this office with my knowledge and what I'm trained to do to help you with these symptoms, when in reality, you must look at it from a much broader perspective. So this is the reason we have such a difficult time getting answers and, most importantly, getting results from all of these places, all of these doctors, all of these therapists, all of these highly trained specialists. This is why we're not getting any long-lasting results, because they're only looking at it through their limited goggles. You must look at it from a broad perspective, from the perspective of all of these specialists looking in. Let me share a quick story with you. I was lucky enough to be brought into a practice in Deep South, Texas, the end of 1992 and the beginning of 1993, that incorporated multiple specialists all working together for your benefit. Imagine that. Shouldn't that be the norm? Shouldn't all of these specialists be working together for your benefit, for your child's benefit? You better believe they should be. But is that really what happens? Absolutely not. It turns into, instead of, hey, we are all colleagues, let's work together for your child's benefit, instead it becomes, we're competitors. We want to sell you our treatment. It's sad. It's really sad how politics has played such a huge role in how our healthcare system runs, how our recommendations from our doctors are passed down. Healthcare is a business. Don't ever forget it. Healthcare is a business. Do not forget it. It is your job. It's not your doctor's job. It is your job to do what's best for your child. So by arming yourself with the knowledge and using a little bit of common sense, you will know what's right. Trust your gut feeling. I want to spend the next few minutes sharing with you, what do the decades of medical research really say? This just came out earlier this year from Canada. According to the research, and by the way, yes, indeed, all of you listeners in Canada, I understand that you have migraines and headaches as well. But let me say this. This was just published most recently out of Canada, although it's the same worldwide. According to the research, in excess of 70% of chronic headache and migraine sufferers have a cause of their headaches that originates in the spine. Let me say it one more time. Just listen to me for a minute. In excess of 70% of us that have ongoing migraines or headaches have a cause of our headaches that originates in the spine. No, that's not my opinion. That's what the research says coming out of Canada this year, and you better believe it. That's what the research has said for nearly four decades. So wait a minute. Is it really that simple? Is it really that simple? The problem that I'm having is coming from my spine? Well, you know, it's not that simple, unfortunately. And the reason it's not that simple is twofold. Number one, people feel a symptom in a certain area. Migraines, headaches obviously affect primarily the head. So if you're having a headache, why would we want to look at your spine? That doesn't make sense to most doctors who are trained to treat your symptoms, right? So it's saddening, it's frustrating, and this is one of the messages I have to communicate today. It is not Dr. Scott's opinion. It is not any one individual's opinion. Neurosurgeons have done the research dating back nearly four decades. The spine is the most common cause of chronic headaches and migraines, period. There is not a close second in our practice. So that being said, how do you really know what the cause of your migraines or headaches is? Who do you trust? How do you know if what I'm telling you is right or accurate versus your neurologist, versus your internal medicine doctor, versus your physical therapist, the surgeon? How do you know what's right? Once again, I want to say this, opinions mean nothing unless they're based on objective, proven research and fact. The research is clear. The most common cause of ongoing migraines and headaches is the spine. Stop ignoring it. Now, today, I don't want to talk your ear off, but I want to provide enough information that it will help guide you in the right direction. I'm going to say this at the end of this recording as well, at the end of this broadcast, but I want to say it right now. If you have specific questions that you want me to address, and once again, none of them based on opinion, if you want questions answered that are based on proven, solid medical and scientific research, you are welcome to send me questions directly, and you can send those by email to drscottcanhelp@gmail.com. drscottcanhelp@gmail.com. Those emails are sorted, they're organized, and then forwarded to me directly. I am more than happy to answer any of those. And by the way, it's true, I don't have all the answers. If I don't have the answer and I'm not sure, I will tell you. But it's also nice that we have a network of multiple medical specialists, alternative specialists. I was lucky enough to be put into a practice that encompassed multiple specialties working together, because when you look at it from an individual's perspective, there's too many puzzle pieces missing. When you only look at your condition, your migraines, your headaches, from the position of the medical goggles, or the chiropractor's goggles, or the neurologist's goggles, or the surgeon's goggles, you're only seeing a small fraction of the puzzle pieces. You know, it wouldn't be fair if I had a puzzle with 1,000 pieces, and I gave you 10 pieces of that puzzle, and I said, here are 10 puzzle pieces out of the 1,000. Tell me what this is a picture of. I doubt if any of you could do that. I couldn't do it. What if I gave you 50 puzzle pieces and said, you know, here are 50 puzzle pieces. What do you think this picture is? There'd probably be some guesses, but you know, they probably wouldn't be very accurate either. What if I gave you 100 puzzle pieces? What if I gave you 500 puzzle pieces, half of them? Now, a lot of us could look at that and say, you know, I don't have every single piece, but I can tell you what this is a picture of. This is exactly how you need to look at your child's condition. If you're missing most of the puzzle pieces, you're guessing. You are guessing at what the whole picture really is. Guessing means trying this medication, trying that medication, trying this treatment, trying this alternative treatment. You can try whatever you want. You're guessing, you're guessing, you're guessing with your child's health. You can't do that. You've got to gather the puzzle pieces first. Then, when you assemble the pieces, you can see the picture, you have a much better idea what's going on that's causing this condition. Then you can formulate a plan, which most of the time in our practice includes multiple specialties all working together for your benefit. That's how it's supposed to be. And you know what? In many cases, that's the only way it should be, and it has to be. I want to give you just a brief summary of the important couple of points that I want you to hear and that I want you to take away from this today. If you're looking for the right type of doctor or specialist or provider, you're asking the wrong question. There isn't one magical kind of treatment alone that will address the real cause of your child's condition once and for all. It's unlikely. You need to look at your child's condition from a broad perspective, from the perspective of multiple specialists, and put these pieces together. The pieces have to be put together before you know what the picture is. You with me so far? Next, we need to help you gather knowledge. Knowledge is the first weapon in your arsenal toward finally helping your child live headache-free, healthy, and happy, because that's what life is all about. My job is to continue to help provide this knowledge. By the way, my knowledge continues to grow each and every day with the help of research, studying the research of others. My knowledge base continues to grow. If there is one tiny piece of knowledge that I can share with someone to help your child, I will do it in a heartbeat. That's what my purpose in practice is. That's what my purpose in life is. That's why I'm excited to show up at work every day. I'll be quite honest with you. And secondly, to put together with that weapon of knowledge, that ongoing growing base of knowledge, is common sense. You can't leave this part out. You have to have both weapons. One doesn't work without the other. Use your common sense. Don't just take my word for it. Don't just take your doctor's word for it. Gather the pieces, gather the knowledge, use your common sense. Let's put the pieces together. Do we know, number one, what the real, true cause of the headaches or ongoing migraines is? If not, it doesn't matter what kind of treatment you get. And number two, if you are one of the lucky ones that finally is able to gather the knowledge and get an accurate diagnosis, is the treatment that you're getting really addressing the cause of the problem? Or is this just another temporary cover-up at best? Is this just another empty promise? Is this somebody providing false hope, trying to get me excited about a solution and then dropping me on my head, so to speak? Absolutely not. I've been in practice over 2 decades. I'm not going anywhere tomorrow. I'm here to continue to provide this information. This episode today is a special episode, Children and Chronic Headaches. We broadcast every Tuesday at noon Central on Blog Talk Radio. If you're not able to join us at noon Central every Tuesday, each of our shows from our new season, which just began 3 or 4 weeks ago, each episode is archived. You're welcome to listen to those episodes at any time. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/onlineheadachedoc. blogtalkradio.com/onlineheadachedoc. There's nothing to buy. I'm not here to sell you anything. I am here to provide information and do what I can. I want your children to experience what I did. My hereditary chronic migraines and seizures that most thought were, quote unquote, incurable have been gone for nearly 37 years. I'm not promising you. I'm not giving you false hope. I am telling you this. When you get down, when you get frustrated, when you get angry, when you get depressed, and you feel like you've tried everything, are you shaking your head? When you feel like you've done everything, you've looked at everything, you've read everything, you've researched everything, you have tried everything, your hope is this. Chances are, you haven't tried everything. You just haven't been provided with those options. You have not been provided with that knowledge to help you make the right decision for your child. That's it. I want the best for my children, just as all of you want the best for your children. It's as simple as that. I want to wrap this broadcast up today, but I want to tell you this. Please give me your feedback, whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether it's indifferent. I need to know what you think. I need to know what information you want. What information do you need to help guide your child's health toward headache-free, healthy, and happy living? Please send me your emails, drscottcanhelp@gmail.com. Join us on Tuesdays, noon Central Time, blogtalkradio.com. I want to provide whatever I can to you, to your family. This is not the end of it. This is a small piece of the puzzle, but I want you to understand that there is more out there. There are more options available, probably more options available than you've been given. And I want you to understand that the neurosurgical research, the medical research, it's clear. The spine is the most common cause of chronic headaches and migraines. Once again, I'm not asking you to agree or disagree with me. This is what the research says, and this is what is clear. Maybe you're not in that 70%. What if you're in the 25, 30% whose migraines and headaches are not related to the spine? Absolutely, that's possible. But wait a minute. You can't take that gamble with your child's health. You need to be 100% certain whether or not your child is in that 70%. Not worried about, well, what if they're in the 30%? What if they're not in that 70%? Look, get over it. You have to do this for your child. Over the next week or two, I will be more than happy, and I give you my pledge right now. I will provide whatever information I can to answer more detailed questions, whether you have questions about me, the research, our specialists. But let me tell you what I would like to if there's enough demand, I would like to discuss a little bit more with you in another week or so. How? In other words, if the research really shows that 70% of us, including our children, have migraines and headaches that are directly caused by a problem in the spine, how do we find out? How do we know? What do you do? Where do you go? What kind of a doctor do you see? Who do you see to find out the truth? Where do you go? What do you do without getting more false promises and empty hope? Where do you go? So we need to discuss a little more about how do you go about doing this. And number two, what if you determine that the migraines or headaches in your child are not caused by an issue in the spine? Where do you go from there? And on the other end, what if you determine with certainty after following step by step that indeed your child is in that vast majority, your child is in that 70%+, where do you go to get help? And by the way, let me define help. In our office, we assume, usually correctly, we assume that those people coming in with migraines and chronic headaches don't want to have that problem. Pretty safe assumption, isn't it? We know that. We assume that they come see us because they don't want their headaches and migraines. We know that. But most people that feel as if they've tried everything already have a degree of skepticism. Let me just say this, a little bit off the subject, but pertinent. I am very skeptical by nature. When I hear something that sounds too good to be true, a cure-all, we have the treatment that can help you with this. When I hear someone that says, we specialize in, and there's a list of 20 different things, you know what the saying is, right? If someone claims to specialize in everything, that really means they specialize, you got it, in nothing. We want you to get advice from someone that specializes exclusively with migraines and chronic headaches, not someone that specializes in headaches and neck problems and back problems and sleep disorders and ADD. Get over it. If you specialize in everything, that really means you specialize in nothing. Anyway, got that off my chest. You've been listening to me for 45 minutes now. Ears are probably tired. You're having to mentally digest all of this. Let me tell you what I'd like to do now. I want to kind of close this broadcast today by saying this. No, this isn't an invitation. I'm not going to sell you anything. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand or come to the altar. That's not the purpose in this. Please mentally digest this information. This broadcast is archived. You can listen back as many times as you'd like. Please take notes. Please send me your questions and comments. I will answer as many of them as I possibly can, and I will also answer as many as I can on the air. You're welcome to join us for our regular Tuesday broadcast. please send me your questions, your comments, your concerns. I'm here to help in any way that I can. Thank you for listening. Once again, my name is Dr. Scott. I founded Headache Relief At Last and also broadcast What Your Doctor Won't Tell You weekly on Blog Talk Radio. I look forward to your questions, your concerns, and your comments. Thank you kindly for listening, and I hope sincerely we can help guide you and your child toward living a headache-free, healthy, and happy life.